You're listening to Real World News, Food Sovereignty and GMO.
Regional Forum Against Agribusiness in Paraguay, interview with Alberto Villarreal. On Friday in Asunción, Paraguay, the Regional Forum Against Agribusiness will start its sessions. The forum was called by La Vía Campesina, the World March of Women, and Friends of the Earth International, aiming at articulating regional and global actions against agribusiness. This forum represents the continuity of the agreements achieved in February 2007 in the Niéleni, Mali. In the Food Sovereignty Forum, which gathers several organizations from different parts of the world. Although this is an event with a strong Latin American and Caribbean presence, it is expected to be reproduced in other parts of the world as well. The forum will take place from Friday the 21st to Sunday the 23rd in the capital city of the country, Asunción. Conasur Sustentable, Food and Water Watch, and the IPC will participate. Real World Radio will cover the entire event with interviews with the participants, live broadcasting of some of the panels and of the roundtables with international delegates. According to the organizers of the forum, the action of agribusiness as representatives of the transnational capital makes it extremely important to have a common analysis of the situation and build and promote true sustainable sovereign solutions, taking advantage of the increased attention and international help for the communities and affected peoples in this time of crisis. Alberto Villarreal, member of Food and Water Watch, talked to Real World Radio before leaving for Asunción to participate in the forum. According to him, La Vía Campesina, the World March of Women, and Friends of the Earth International are consolidating with this forum a true line of joint and permanent action around common issues, such as food sovereignty. He also told us why Paraguay was chosen, saying that this country has been one of the main targets of agribusiness at Latin American and international level, with an outrageous increase of GM soy monocultures. Villarreal said that one of the goals of the meeting is to support the still weak governmental measures aiming at putting an end to agribusiness, but mainly supporting the actions of resistance of the social movements, particularly peasants, who are trying to recover the control of their territories as a starting point for the achievement of true food sovereignty. The agenda of the forum includes presentations by Roberto Baggio from the Landless Movement of Brazil and Miriam Nobre from the World March of Women. In addition, during the first day, Ricardo Navarro, member of Friends of the Earth El Salvador, will make reference to the FAO solutions. The main promoters of these FAO solutions, the International Monetary Fund, the World Trade Organization, the World Bank, governments, businesses who benefit from neoliberal policies, and several international aid organizations, are part of the disease and ensure the profit of big agribusiness transnational corporations. Free trade agreements or association agreements, depending on the economic power promoting them, will also be analyzed and will be the focus of the presentation by Juan González from the Union Coordination of the Americas during the first day of the sessions. The local organizations in charge of the event include Conamuri and Sobrevivencia, member of Friends of the Earth International. During the second day, there will be spaces for the testimonies of struggles against agribusiness, many of which will be broadcast live through Real World Radio. Sovereignty as seed conservation, processes of agrarian reform, and constitutional reforms that had been being implemented in the continent by the social movements will also be part of the debates.
You're listening to Real World News.